citizenship?
We don't have.
You don't have citizenship. Where are you from? Israel?
No, no. It's the Palestinian territory. Yes, it is occupied for 40 years.
The subject matter is serious, but America is surprisingly warm and in places even lighthearted. Writer and director Shireen Davis says the film is based on her experiences during the early days of the Gulf War in 1991 when she was 14. Her Palestinian-Jordanian parents had immigrated to the American Midwest several years earlier, before the war. The family, Davis, her mother and father, lived a rather typical American life. Her father, a doctor, had a successful practice, but everything changed when the war came.
I'm an Arab.
Don't blow the place up.
Basically, a lot of what happens in the movie actually happened to us in 1991. So my father, who's a physician, lost a lot of his patients during the war because people didn't want to see an Arab doctor. And we got death threats, much like what happens in the film. And actually what happened in real life sort of was even worse. The Secret Service showed up at my high school to investigate a rumor that my 17-year-old sister threatened to kill the president.
Debbie says that her experiences as an Arab American during the first Gulf War made her want to do something to help change the image of Arabs in the United States. She decided that film would be the best way to reach across different cultures and touch a lot of people. In September of 2001, she went to New York to begin film school.
And then 10 years later, I actually found myself in New York days before 9/11. I had just moved there for film school at Columbia University. And, it just reminded me of what my family went through, and I was seeing it happening in New York. I was reading a lot of stories of Americans of Middle Eastern descent, or just Americans who looked like they were of Middle Eastern descent, being targeted and scapegoated, and I thought, it's really time that we had our own immigrant story, a tale of people who come to this country expecting the American dream and are met with something different, partially because of the political climate.
But America does not dwell on politics or religion. Its focus is on the high and lows of a Palestinian mother
Farah
and son as they try to build new lives in a new country at a most difficult time. Davis says that rather than heavy drama, she wanted to highlight the humor and absurdity in a story that all people, wherever they come from, could relate to.
The Arab American community in particular really realized, really I think there was like a sense of urgency about us needing to tell our stories because we were so largely misrepresented or underrepresented.
America made its world premiere this year at the Sundance Film Festival in 2009. And was also screened at the 2009 Cannes Film Festival to overwhelmingly positive reviews. And as for its writer-director, Variety magazine, perhaps the most important publication of the U.S. entertainment industry, has named her one of the 10 directors to watch in 2009. In years to come, it looks like Shireen Davis will have many opportunities to tell many stories.
Saqib al-Islam, VOA, Washington.